Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to our afternoon Get Into Action and Fridays. Yeah, let's do some care to share call today. My name is Mia Ferreiras. I am founder of Abode Baskets. And as always, I want to say thank you to all the gifting experts who continue to show up on this call. And a special welcome to new gifting experts who are coming into our family and they're joining on this incredible journey. I just want to say much success to all of you. And to our newcomers. And guys, you know, as we move along, I can't believe we're already 2 days left for the new month. Crazy, right? But before I even start, I just want to say I hope all of you are safe. I hope all of you are healthy. I hope you are really focused on working your business. This is the beginning of the year, and right now you should be focusing on how to engage with people, whether on the internet or if it's by phone or however, it's about marketing and promoting your business, but it's about learning as well. And these calls is about sharing and to see what you guys are doing every day to really move your business right along. Right, guys? So as I said before, here it is. It's January 29th. We have 2 days left before the new month. I think February 1st is on Monday. Crazy. But with the new month comes a new holiday as well. So we're going to go into that in a few minutes. But first I want to go over, you know, since it's going to be a new month, you know, January is leaving us. I just want to say, since we're not going to have a call to next Friday, so I just want to say happy birthday to all my Friday babies, my February babies. Just wishing you the best. Enjoy this new year and whatever it brings you. Definitely live your life to the fullest. And to all of us, I just hope 2021 just gets a lot better, okay? The candle of the month we have for February is going to be Jamaican Me Crazy, which I think was a perfect little rendition for, since it's Valentine's Day. It's a great candle to give out. Okay, so cookie of the month, we'll have the banners up when we send out the newsletter. And, of course, we'll post them on Facebook. It's going to be 5 cookies, and the 6 cookie is going to be a beautiful sugar cookie made out of a heart, okay? And then we have the crystals, as always, for February. It's amethyst, very pretty purple. So, again, things that we always market on a monthly basis. At the same time, just remember we have several memberships as well, not just the candle of the month or the cookie of the month. We also have the, you know, dose of roses. We have the 3-piece jewelry. Are you promoting those 3 pieces of jewelry? So these are things that we want to discuss as we go along. So guys, with the new month, we're just going to keep pushing forward. I want everybody to focus on the categories, focus on the services, focus on our products, focus on, you know, team building. So much we have here. What are you guys planning to do, right? So let's just go into Valentine's Day right now. So this is it. Valentine's Day lands on a Sunday, which is really nice, you know. But at the same time, it's going to be very different. People, especially here in the city, the restaurants are open. They're not open. It's funny. You walk down the city and you can't go inside. But yet they're making these outdoor, inside. I don't know. It's just so crazy. But it's not going to be the same. That's the bottom line. It's not going to be the same. People are not at their jobs. So we're gearing more as to sending a basket or flowers or chocolates to a loved one. Either they're not in the same state, or they could be just someone that they want to show their love within their community, or a loved one, or grandparents, or wherever they are. So we really want to just put it out there that, you know, we have a service here to fulfill all their needs, right? We have the coupon code, which is LOVE. They get the 10% off. And that's going to end. We pretty much put it through until February 14th. We always do that till the last day. Because sometimes people still send gifts, even though it doesn't land, you know, for the holiday, as long as it gets there, okay? So I just want to make sure that you guys know your cutoff time, because we're getting very close right now. flowers, I see that a lot of people are placing their orders a little bit early, which is wonderful, which means we give them the orders, they pull the orders, so it's in a queue, which means, you know, the order is set to go. But those last-minute orders is what I worry about, and we get a lot of those every year. We're going to try to push them through, but once they black out those dates, I can't even get into their system, you know, which usually I have to end up calling and begging them, can you please take these orders? It usually works, but sometimes they're like, no, Mia, we can't do it. So I don't want to run into that. Just get those orders in early when it comes to the flowers, when it comes to the chocolate-covered treats. Cookies, we always do great with our bakery. You know, they get them there on time. Personalized gifts, they've been doing really well. Hopefully they're getting back on track. Same thing when it comes to the scented jewels. They're getting the orders out, but they're always late. And there's nothing I could do about that. It's either take that whole category down or keep them and let the customers know that there will be a 10-day turnaround time. That's how long it takes, you know. New York City, we've been having major problems with our United States Postal Service. They say they're very, very shorthanded. When we go there, it's like some days, there's nobody there, and we have to wait. It's just been crazy. I think I'm going to need to speak to another carrier, maybe UPS or FedEx, so I'll keep you updated by that. But we don't have any orders sitting around. All the orders were picked up. I just need to see that they're moving right along, and that's what I had a conversation with them this morning. Okay, so I know right now we're getting orders. This is a topic that I want to really stick to for a few seconds. Our free shipping category, orders are coming in. I'm really happy about that. But at the same time, we had to correct a lot of these orders. So listen carefully. The system is treating this almost like a promotion membership category, which means as a consultant, please do not go into your back office to place the orders because that ruins your membership and it doesn't give you any commission, basically. So the way it works is that if you yourself as a consultant wants to place an order to ship it to somebody else or to yourself, you need to have, for now, because we're trying to figure this out, you need for now a retail account, which I know many of you have. So basically, you're going to be logged out. You're going to go to the front of your store. You're going to put the item in the cart. And as you're checking out, it should not be the same ID as your consultant membership. Now, say I'm a consultant and I have a customer who I usually take the orders for. I hope you guys are creating new accounts for them. I mean, all your customers should have their own account. You should not be going into your back office and placing these orders for them, okay? Because then they don't get an email for tracking. You get the email for tracking. So make sure if a customer is giving you, you know, the permission to do, you know, the credit card and all that, again, go to the front of the store, place the item in the cart, and then fill out the information as to who the customer is and who they're shipping it to, the recipient. And then you're going to create a brand new account for them, a retail account, which means they could always log in and place more orders. Or you could, you know, if they want you to log in and place the orders for them, either or. So hopefully you guys understand. Bottom line, do not place free shipping category orders, just the free shipping, in your back office. Does everybody understand? Anybody have any questions on that? Because I had to explain it a few times. Press 5 star if you have any questions on that you do understand what I mean on that one. Anybody? We haven't added the cookies yet. We're sorting through that. The cookies should be added this weekend. We have a few more gift baskets from our California warehouse. We're going to be adding that. And I do apologize. We've run very low on our Starbucks. We're still waiting for Starbucks baskets to come back in stock. There's issues now with Godiva. Always something, right, guys? But it has nothing to do with us. I don't know if you saw the news, but Godiva is having issues with all their stores here in the U.S. So they're trying to figure out, because of the pandemic, you know, sales have been not the same. So there's a lot of things going on, but I'm going to find out. So far, it hasn't affected us in any way, but I'm just waiting for our California warehouse to roll out some of the main baskets that we carry all the time. But we still have a lot. Always remember that we do have a lot of items, and with the free shipping category, we just added maybe 50 more baskets there. And like I said, the orders are coming in. I'm really excited about that category. I just want these orders to be placed the correct way. This way I don't have to keep calling the IT department to move orders around so you guys could see your commissions, okay? So the first couple of orders for me were pretty much testing them to see that everything was okay, and then it turned out it wasn't. So that's how I figured it out. Something was wrong, okay? So does anybody have any questions? Press 5-star. Any questions? Okay, so basically this is what we're prepared for right now. We have the brand new holiday, our first holiday, which is Valentine's Day. We're going into February, which is a brand new month. Sooner or later, we will be saying hello to springtime. We'll be saying hello to Easter and all that. There has to be a plan here. There has to be a plan. And whatever's going on still, things are getting a little bit better, but they're not really a little bit better. A lot of direct selling companies they're all going through this. They're all going through this. But people are finding different ways to sell right now. You see everybody in these different platforms. More and more people are doing a lot of lessons on how you could promote your items. I'm hearing a lot more from consultants. Oh, wow, she found me on Instagram. Or this customer found me on Facebook. You know, oh, how nice. They found me, you know, on my blog. That's the best part about it. Since there's more people online, there are a lot more orders that can be for you. So you have to make yourself present. You really, really do. So let's start the Care to Share call, because I don't think anybody has any questions right now about Valentine's Day. Pretty much we've been talking about Valentine's Day since the beginning of January. These orders have to be placed. Make sure that, you know, you target when it comes to flowers. That's one of our biggest sellers. And then we have the chocolates and everything else. So the category is there. You got the 10% off. Your game plan and your job is now to just promote it so people could actually start ordering from you, okay? So for us right now is having a game plan, not just for Valentine's Day, but for it every day. What is your game plan? Does anybody want to start the call? Because we haven't done a Friday Care to Share call in a while for a couple of weeks now. Anybody want to start? I know a lot of you are doing these networking parties. So come on. Who's going to be the first one to speak? Anything you want to care to share with me or us? Because a lot of people on the call, they would love to hear from you. Press 5-star. Is it not working? I mean, what are you guys doing for team building? There's so many people who are looking for work at home. Are you actually promoting team building? Let me open up the line 1 second. Is the 5-star not working, or you guys are just not interested? Are you guys here?
I'm here.
Okay, let me open up line because people are raising their hand. I love to do that because it makes you raise your hand. I'm opening the line for 209 area code. Hold on. Who am I speaking with? 209 area code?
Yes, yes. I have a question about the cookies. Yeah, how long is a delivery once they email like the logo or the picture that they want on the cookie?
Oh, they're fast. Once you send us the picture, we send it to them so they could approve it. You know, this way we don't want a blurry picture or stuff. But if everything goes well, one day, by the following day, they start shipping it. So say if you place the order today and everything was approved, they'll be working it by Monday. By Tuesday, it should be shipping.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, but it depends on the quantity.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like about a four-day turnaround.
Yeah, I would say 4 days to play it safe, yeah. And then, of course, depending, because, you know, orders that are 100 pieces, we've had that for, you know, when they used to have parties. Back in the days, right, when we used to have parties, big quantities take a little bit longer, maybe an extra day or two. But if it's just a regular box of 12 or 24 or whatever, pretty much it's like we could say 4 days, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And they come out really pretty. I know many of you, even myself, we've ordered our logo or even photographs for parties. That's a good question. Anybody else? Press 5-star. Anybody else? Okay, I'm up at the line for 619 area code. Who am I speaking with? Hello, 619 area code?
Yes, hi. This is Dewey Arjo from San Diego, California.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. With the cookies, how much percentage do somebody get when they sell the cookies?
Oh, the regular commission you get on the cookies.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you there? Yeah.
Yes.
So whatever percentage you are at, I mean, we do have some cookies that are 30%. It really all depends, but I could check on that. Sometimes, let me see, when it comes to Lolo cookies, I think they're regular. If not, it's 30%, but I think they're regular. But I'll check
right
into that.
Okay. Okay. Right. Thank you.
So if you're at 20 and it's at 30, you're lucked out.
Mm-hmm.
You get 10% more. But if it's
right,
regular commission, if you're at 20, you'll get 20%. Okay?
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Guys, I just simply forgot. Shame on me, right? I don't know. We have so much stuff. Don't hate me for that. But, yeah, cookies are really good. Our bakery is, you know, does such a great job. They really do. So anybody else? Anybody else have anything to share about? Anybody? How are you guys preparing for Valentine's Day? What type of advertising you're doing? Are you guys taking advantage? I know Facebook has changed a lot. I'm not liking it because I know we struggle sometimes posting. Like if you're posting on the computer versus posting on your phone, sometimes it won't allow us to change. If we posted something on our phone, sometimes it won't allow us to change it. No, the opposite. If we post it on our laptops, it won't let us edit it from our phones. So a lot of things have changed. Anybody running into strange things happening with Facebook? I like the old format. Sometimes when if it's not broken, why fix it, right, guys? But we have to deal with it. When it comes to sponsor ads, I know we've had this conversation before, but you have to up the ante when it comes to the price that you're going to pay. $5 doesn't get you anything. You want at least 10,000 views. So I would definitely start with $20 to see, you know, how much you add and make sure your ad's very clean. Same thing when it comes to Instagram. I was listening to a one of those motivational, you know, learn how to promote on Instagram. And I was like, wow, who has time to do that? But obviously, this is what you're going to have to do. They're saying you have to use the reels. You have to post at least 10 times for the day. And then you have to use the actual, the reels are basically the videos to do a video. So every platform, which in any business, you have to work. So you can't leave these things out. If you're doing Google AdWords, you got to know the actual keywords that are going to get your ads to the top. If you're going to do TikTok, it's like you got to know how to post it, what words to use. So these are the things that we have to continue to practice if you want to use the social media platform. It's really, really important. Anybody else have anything to care to share with me? Anybody? I know a few of you were going to do networking parties. Did you start those parties yet? I know Candy, I don't know if she's on the phone. She was going to do a party. I know she's at work, so she probably can't speak. But hi, Candy, if you're here. Anybody else? Oh, wait, she just raised her hand. Hold on. Candy, when is your actual party starting? Has it started yet?
Yeah, it did start. I'm sorry, Mia. Yeah, I am at work, you know. It's getting more difficult to talk when I'm here. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's okay. As long as you're here, you know, it makes me happy. So
I'm so frustrated, but yes, it started on Tuesday. It's still ongoing, and it's been fun. I'm kind of feeling a little like I don't know if this is the right platform for me, but I'm trying to figure out if I want to try to do this on a monthly basis, you know, at least just once a month, because the organization that I'm doing the online vendor event, what they have parties all throughout the month, every month.
How many vendors are they actually promoting? Is it a lot?
It's so many. It's a lot of them. It is a lot. It's got to be at least like 30. I don't know. If not more. I don't know. So
yeah.
It's a lot. And you had to invite 25 people or 15 people or something like that. I invited 15 people. If you didn't at least get 15, then you have to pay like a $7 waiver fee.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to get 15 people to, you know, invite them, and they were able to join the group. And they even offer advertising. You can pay for an ad, and then they'll expose the ad to, like, all these other networking groups that they have.
Okay.
That cost me an extra $25 for that ad. And then it was, I think, $20 just to sign up for the event. So right now, I mean, I haven't made any sales yet. I've been advertising the Valentine's category, the free shipping category, a few other categories. I did like the canvas wall hanging, some plants. I did flowers. I did the sympathy category, the get well category, the baby gifts category. I did a post about team building. And cookie contest, Jennifer suggested that I do something to that effect. And that was like a hit. Like, I got like 50 comments in the cookie category. I put a post out there with that that one box that's like pink, and then it has the cookies outside of it for Valentine's. And I just asked, you know, like, what's their favorite type of cookie or flavor or something like that. And then I'm going to just do a drawing. You know, because that's the other thing. They want you to do, like, some type of contest. They want you to do team building. They want you to do, like, you know, if you have an email list, then post about joining your email list, as well as sales, you know. So it's just the main thing is they want you to make connections with people. That's supposed to be, the primary goal is to make connections. You may not get a sale, but at least you made a connection. You never know what will come from that connection, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, stuff like this, it really is about building relationships. It provides things that not only straightens your business, but it helps others as well. That's why they want people, they want you to invite people to come in, because they're inviting people. The best thing I could give you advice for stuff like that is that, you know, you do want to make, even if you don't make your money back, at least this is your first one, so you know how to be better in your second one. But if you can get even half of your return, if one person could place an order and you get half, I mean, it's a win-win situation. But I even heard that some people are actually advertising. You know how you guys could advertise an event? What do you call that? Oh, wow. What's that place called now? Bright? Eventbrite? Isn't it Eventbrite? Like, they're going that much of a distance now where they're actually placing their online vendor events to Eventbrite. So if you go to Eventbrite and you look for online parties or online pop-up shops, they're calling them virtual pop-up shops. They're calling them vendor events. Some of them are, depending on the vicinity, they're doing it like in a certain state. I mean, this is how creative people are doing to engage people on these online events. Because to me right now, which we never had, Candy, because you started with us, you know, what is it now, 8 months you're with us or more?
So
basically I never came out as a that particular direct selling company that had to do parties. But that party thing, is it ever going to come back? I don't know. Maybe it will in a crazy way, because people probably miss the engagement of having home parties. But right now, what people are doing with these virtual pop-up shops, these vendor events, they're creating them on Eventbrite and other social media. Guys, you got to go after it. You know, and some of them start only at $5. Like, some of them who are experienced and they know they've done really, really well and they repeatedly are doing them, they do charge $20. Some charge even a lot more. But there's some who still charge just $5. So it's good practice for you guys to get into the $5 ones and see how it works. And then this way you could join something that's even more expensive later on. But I'm happy for you. You know, you're getting to see a whole different way of promoting your Labella Basket business, which, you know, it's good for you. It's really good for you. But you never know. When does it end? What's the timeline on this right now?
It ends on, so it started on the 26th and it ends on the 30th. So tomorrow's the last day.
Have you been promoting Valentine's Day?
Every day I've been promoting Valentine's Day.
Okay.
All other categories. I also did the free shipping category. I've done quite a few categories, but I'm kind of now just focused on continue to focus on Valentine's and free shipping.
Okay, perfect.
So, I mean, people make comments about the product or whatnot, but I haven't, you know, got like a solid sale. But that's fine. I mean, this is my first time. I plan to sign up.
I'm hoping, guys, that I could add at least two things in their Valentine's Day category with free shipping on it or more. Let's see what happens today, because I'm waiting. At least I could add. I'm not going to put it in the free shipping category, because I could put those items everywhere now. They don't have to specifically be. I mean, they will be added in the free shipping, obviously, but I could also add them somewhere else. So hopefully I'll get a few to add on the Valentine's Day. And the way I'll set it up is that before the item name, I will have it saying free shipping item. Okay, so this way if people are scrolling that whole category, Valentine's Day, it'll pop out to say free shipping. Okay, so I'll do whatever I can to help you guys for this Valentine's Day, okay? But, you know, keep us posted, Candy. Keep us posted.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say that this year, I want to focus on, I want to focus on my corporate accounts. I got to make time to start sending those emails out, and I just don't have a lot of time right now, so busy. And but I want to try to focus on that because, you know, that's like a mass sale. So
well, the best thing that I could suggest for that and for all of you is that you sit down and you write an amazing email. That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
You write an email, and then you start finding. You could start with realtors first, or you could start with accounting firms, or, you know, and are they at home now? I don't know how this thing is working, but as long as you have an email address and you mm-hmm. have a really good, sharp email letter, you're going to open the doors. And I hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like with every 100 emails you send out, sometimes people do get orders or even start having conversation with these accounts. So don't sleep on it. This is the best time right now for you to start forming the relationships with corporate accounts until the mm-hmm. end of the year, you know, until the end of the year,
yeah.
which we know that's the bonus time for corporate accounts to order for the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
Okay, so that's a plan. Sure. That's a good plan. So we'll go over that maybe next Friday. We'll do like corporate account emails, like different types of emails we could start setting
okay.
up and sending out. Okay? So that's a good subject.
Okay.
Okay, Candy, thank you. And I hope you don't get in trouble at work. But thank you. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? See, Candy's working hard and she's at work, people. Anybody else? Press 5-star. Okay, I'll open up the line for 518 area code. Hold on.
Mia, it's Denise Tilton.
Hi, Denise.
How are you?
What's going on? Oh, I'm
not a whole,
well.
Not a whole lot. I mean, with this pandemic going on and this crazy weather that we're having and the deep freeze situation, it's just crazy. But I have a solution for Candy. I don't know if she's still on here listening. I heard everything that she was just talking about. What I normally do, I mean, right now I can't because I'm having issues with Facebook, but because they've basically like blocked me from everything on my,
on
my platforms. It was over something stupid that I had posted. It had to do with the election between Trump and Biden, and I guess Facebook didn't like what I had to say. So they shut me down for a month, and they won't release the block until February 7th. So I can't talk to anybody. I can't comment.
I can't do anything. This is what I want you, Denise. I want you to take a deep breath, and we start focusing on the positive. If you can't do Facebook, then you go on your Instagram. You know, I know all these places are becoming more and more difficult. Especially
right.
if you're now, again, this is my advice. That's why you need to have a separate account. Whatever your
right.
political views are, whatever your religious views are, whatever, you cannot mix it with your business.
No, I know.
It's a no-no. And I respect all of your views, guys. I'm talking to everybody here. But you have to separate your labella.
Right.
Versus the real world, okay?
Right, I know.
Because as a business, you have to keep it neutral.
Right, right. But I just wanted to let Candy know, and this is what I was doing up until this all happened.
Mm-hmm.
I would go live on my phone, and I would have the new computer on, and I would have my son Steven bring up my website because he's got my Labella basket in a file, and I don't even have to open it, and he does. So he's
mm-hmm.
still like in the process of teaching me how to like use the new computer. So what I was doing was I was having Steven bring my website up, and I would view my website through my phone while I was going live. This way people can see what we have and what's available, and especially
mm-hmm.
now for Valentine's Day, which
yeah.
I think
that's a great idea. I mean if you could do a slideshow, hold on, because I have a lot of background noise. Hold on. If you could do a slideshow with just all your flowers, and then the next day you could do a slideshow of your cookies and your gift baskets. Breaking it down to customers is so much better than overwhelming them with the whole store. It's just like when we teach about, you know, how much you want to write, people have very short, you know, reading spans. It's like the quicker, the better, more, always have an action plan as well. So just keep it very basic, you know, and you know people are going to look for flowers, especially the men. We know it's a guarantee. What else are they going to send? Everyone's going to be working a lot extra harder this year because of that reason. People are not going to be going out to dinners and doing that whole dinner and movie and maybe watch a Broadway show. You know, Broadway shows are not going to come back until 2022, they say. So everything is limited. It gives you a better opportunity to say, here's a dozen roses. We have some teddy bears. We have some chocolates with the roses. Do little slideshows or just promote the roses. You could get red, purple, pink. Do whatever you can to just put it out there, okay? And as I was telling Denise, you know, you can't mix your social media with your Labella Basket business or with any business. It's such a big no-no. It really is. Okay, any other questions? Press 5-star. Any other questions? Okay, guys, so, you know, it's about preparing right now. It really is. We're going to continue to build the free shipping category, which I'm really excited about that. Seeing orders coming in, it just felt good, you know, that people are seeing it as, you know, they're getting a deal. If it's $59, they're checking out at $59, except, of course, whatever tax there is. But it makes them feel good, and that's what we want to do. We want to make our customers feel that we appreciate them and we want to give them the best value, because free shipping, that's really what it makes them feel like, they're getting the best value. Oh, wait, there's somebody who wants a question. Area code 209, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Stephanie again. I'm brand new, and I just want to respond to the lady that talked about how on Facebook and so forth. I have, I'm an artist too, so I have a business account for my artwork. So I created the Labella Basket group also for its own course, you know. But the thing that is, it's like when you have your own personal Facebook account, and even though your business accounts are separate and they're brand new, they're solely two different accounts. That's one thing Facebook does. It doesn't matter what you post on your personal, because that's what happened to me. I didn't even post anything. Someone actually tagged me on one of the political ads about when it was Inauguration Day. And unfortunately, my account just came back up. It's like, and they blocked all of my all my pages, from my personal to all my business accounts. So it's frustrating. And it even went on to Instagram, because Facebook owns my Instagram, or it owns it. So yeah, it's not so much, you know, because I always know it's like you don't post something bad because it's going to reflect on your business. But unfortunately, with social media and everything going on today, it's really, really hard, because other people share and tag you, and then all of a sudden they just, you know, the company decides, oh, we're going to block you and you can't, or we're going to put you Facebook jail for and block all of your accounts.
I understand what you're saying, Stephanie, but I'm talking about a whole different account. Your login should not be the same login as your personal account. I know you could go to your personal account and then you could actually do a fan page. I'm talking about a whole separate account.
Well, that's the thing I did.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't allow me to do it because I had one the same, unless I create a whole new email. But even then, since my name and all my information is the same as my original,
all you need is a brand new email. That's all you need.
I've done it many times.
So I know. Yeah. All you need is an email, guys. Just like our system, if you're going to place an order, like right now we said about the free shipping, all consultants have to create a retail store. You have to use a different name. It can't be the same name, or the system is going to say this account already exists. So either you have to give us a new email or just create a whole different name. But it does work with Facebook and all the other social platforms as well. But try it and just let me know, okay?
Yeah, just try it.
Yeah, guys, you know, when it's trendy waters when it comes to Facebook and all your Insta, you know. I know you guys say to yourself, oh, I don't want to make another account. It's just too much, or, you know, I have to remember all these passwords. But if you really want to build a solid business, you have to keep your personal life. And that personal life means on your business pages, if you have your own Labella, you know, you name it whatever your username is. Please don't use a Labella name. Use it whatever, you know, your username would be. You have to get creative. So you do want to post a little bit about yourself. You have a beautiful doggy, a little cat. You know, you want to put your family in it. People need to know you and trust you so they could place orders with you. I'm talking about going really deep into, like, your opinions and what matters to you. If it creates any type of static, if too many opinions, it creates something that, agree to disagree, please don't put it on your Facebook, because that just creates people to have animosity towards you. And you could post something that's so innocent that you think is so innocent, but at the end of the day, people will judge you for it, especially if it becomes religious or political or anything that, you know, creates a lot of big conversation, which your conversation should be very cordial, very nice, very pleasant, very fluffy, you know, like a ray of sunshine. So that's why it's really important to keep all that separate. It really is. Anybody else? Press 5-star before we end the call. Okay, guys. Well, Valentine's Day, let's focus on that. We're going to continue to build. Remember, if you don't know how to place those orders for the free shipping, you could always email us at support and we'll explain it to you again. Bottom line, don't log into your back office to place these orders, whether it's for yourself or for a customer. If it's for a customer, make sure they have their own retail account, always, always. If it's for yourself and you're shipping it to somebody or to yourself, make sure you do it through a retail account. But things are going to change a little bit when it comes to your back office, so we'll give you more updates on that later on. But right now, that's how we do it, okay? So I want to open the lines. Stay healthy, everyone. Stay safe. And have a beautiful rest of the afternoon, and have an amazing weekend. But don't forget to keep working with your business this weekend, okay? Have a great one, everyone.
You too.
Thank you, Mia.
Thank you, Mia.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.